November 17, 1937, Captain Charles Collar, commander of the Western District, died suddenly of a heart ailment in the red brick station house on Pine Street. On November 17, 1937, the captain was 61 years old and was working half an hour before the end of a task he always approached with zest. It was the questioning of a robbery suspect in an effort to gain a confession. The captain complained of dizziness shortly before 8 p.m. The prisoner suspected of robbery was taken into the captain's office and questioned by Captain Collar. A few minutes after 8 p.m. the captain came out into the main room of the station house complaining of feeling dizzy. He walked several times round the room. Then he went to the back of the station house, evidently for a drink of water. But slumped into a chair before he reached the water cooler. The doctor was called. Lieutenant Joseph Nelligan and Sergeant Charles Ruffling were on duty in the station house at the time, carried the captain, who was semi-conscious, to a bench in the courtroom. A call was put into Dr. William Gilroy, 622 West North Avenue, as Dr. Gilroy was the captain's personal doctor. Dr. Gilroy was not reached immediately. So at the request of Captain Collar, Dr. Halma, city coroner, was summoned. Dr. Howell was with Captain Collar when he died at 8:30 p.m. Dr. Gilroy said the captain suffered from a chronic heart condition, but that he had not complained of difficulty since his last visit 3 months prior. Captain Collar's health had not been of the best in recent years. Talks enthusiastically, the captain made his home at 906 Patterson Park Avenue. Mrs. Collar said her husband had dinner at home last night. He talked over his impending questioning of the suspect. He told her, she said, he feared he would not be able to break the suspect's alibi. Besides his wife, Captain Collar is survived by his sister, two brothers, John Collar, a patrolman, Frederick Collar of the Eastern District.